The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water, here WTBR FM 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. It's true, Pittsfield has a water show, as it should. And here today, we're going to be talking with Michael Cristofaro. Going to be hanging in for the second half of the show. He's going to be talking about
in the abundance of water,
breathing,
the food,
and really, really
thirsty
cold water. So glad that you're going to be with us. We'll be having that conversation regarding really cold water, because he is, as people call him, a follower of Wim Hof, and we'll talk more about that, of what Wim what. We'll get into the Wim what of it pretty soon, but first up, got a little bit of a local water hero, worldwide and local, from the good old wonderful Berkshires. Got some James Taylor with Fire and Rain.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, as I was time on the telephone line to talk about things to come, sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain. So sorry, but we haven't heard a thing all day. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But if anything should happen, we'll be sure to give a ring.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. It's still in the OO stage, though. Because we forgot our relationship to it, which is why we're here. And So It Flows, the only show for H2O, right here at 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. We're going to be talking live in studio with Michael Cristofaro. He's a water warrior of some kind. And he definitely knows how to breathe. So all those things are true, and he'll be talking more about that and the work he does related to the work of Wim Hof. And if you don't know who Wim Hof is, it's W-I-M space H-O-F. And feel free to Google him right now. Totally. That's on you. Super psyched to have a little bit of news your way. Some of it is local. Some of it is local. Let's go see what we have as local. Okay, we're checking in on our local news. We do have local news. That's not it. And we're looking for, there was some local news. Maybe this is it. No, that's not it. Anyway, bottom line, there is some local news. And of that, I am not reading because I don't see it. If I get to it, I'll get back on it. Right here, some news. This is from the Good News Network, run by a friend of mine. Because oftentimes you hear news that's really not good news. But sometimes news is outside of the human domain. Sometimes water news is not just about water, it's about beavers. So the first beaver in 400 years was born in English countryside as reintroduced pair gives birth and spurs return of nature. This is from earlier this year, 2024. I'm sure there have been other beavers that have been born. However, England is celebrating the first pair of beaver kits, K-I-T-S, born in the country since they were reintroduced back into the country north last year. Landscape managers in England are beside themselves. They're happy. There's another beaver. Pretty exciting. With the surprise over the changes brought about by a single year of beaver residency at the Wallingate Estate in Northumberland. Say that in one sentence. Northumberland. With dams, mudflats, and ponds just appearing out of somewhere across the landscape. So that's kind of exciting. Imagine if we were that excited about another beaver coming alive. Where else can you get something like that other than here on And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super excited to be here with you today. We have with us second half of the show, Michael Cristofaro, who's going to be having a conversation, he and I, regarding the Wim Hof method, cold water, maybe even water healing. Can I go that far? It's not a curse in my words. Okay. So that being said, let's see what we got here. Nice little poem by Patricia Fagnoli called Still Water.
Audio poem is a production of poetryfoundation.org.
I wrote this poem because I read this epigraph by Breck, which is, what times are these when a poem about trees is almost a crime because it contains silence against so many outrages? Breck. The poem is a reaction against the epigraph. Stillwater. And why not silence? Ahead of me, Goose Pond parts pale water, and my canoe slides through into June sun, cathedral quiet, soft plums of cloud. A thin gauze of rain stalls over Mount Monadnock. This is the way I drift from each skirmish with the world to the diplomacy of light as it flares off the water, flickers among the flute notes of birds hidden in the leaning. Would you condemn me? I've already held the old bodies of grief long past mourning. Leave them to the ministrations of the dirt borers who work what is finished back into the earth. Some atrocities are beyond redemption. You know them already. The world will be the world no matter. I want the blinding silver of this small pond to stun my eyes, the palaver of leaves to stop my ears.
Of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean, we've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
The boat, baby,
rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over,
rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby,
rock the boat.
Up to now we sailed through every storm, and I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Ooh.
Rock the boat.
Rock on with your better.
Rock the boat.
Rock on with your better.
Rock the boat.
Rock on with your better.
Rock the boat.
Roll, yeah. Roll, yeah. Roll, yeah.
Rock the boat.
Roll, yeah. Roll, yeah.
Rock the boat. Rock the boat. Rock the boat. Rock the boat.
Shiny car, and that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share. together we'll mend your heart.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. Super psyched to be here with you in studio. Coming on in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned, is Michael Cristofaro, who is really quite a leader in the area of water, and he's going to explain himself in a little bit. Why don't you say hi, Michael?
Hi, everybody. Thanks, Evan.
So thanks so much for joining us and our water lovers around the world. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. You could get it on lots of different podcast platforms. It's classified as a music podcast, as you could see. But we have a chance to have a conversation for water. So like playing rock and roll, and doing water, that's part of our little bit of local news. I did find a local news. So, psyching in on that, let's go see if I still have it open. Oh, yeah, this is from WTBR-FM. They're having a one-day on-air fundraiser Thursday, November 21st, 2024, starting at 7 a.m. I'm going to do a night show so we could share some of the water news that might scare the little water lovers who might be put to bed, but it's in between 8 and 10 that night, so we're going to have a couple of special guests coming on and love the water. And if you really love great media, independent media, you want to give a great round of support to WTBR-FM, one day on air fundraiser, but you could even give now by going over to WTBRFM.com and giving into the Rock Box. That's not the Lock Box, as Al Gore mentioned, but it's the Rock Box, as R-O-C-K, like rock and roll, get it? Thanks so much for tuning in. We got more coming your way. A little bit of looking up. If you tiptoe into cold water, you're missing out on a rush of plunging in head first. Coming up in just a few minutes, we have Michael Cristofaro, who's going to be speaking a little bit about that, but first, a little bit of cold water with Justin Bieber.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. You shouldn't be drowning on your own. I will still be patient with you. And I hope you know I won't let go. I'll be your lifeline tonight. I won't let go. I'll be your lifeline tonight. Cause we all get lost sometimes, you know.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Psyched to be here with you. I am your Super Waterman, ambassador for water. Super Waterman had a sighting over at the stationery factory for the final Halloween dance. I saw him there myself. Obviously, I don't know who he is personally, but I saw him. And super psyched to be with you. And we got Mike Cristofaro in the house, in the water house. So why don't you say hi, Mike?
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for being on the show, and thank you for sharing some of your time and wisdom, really, about water and what you're up to in that area. What are you up to around water? Why don't you explain?
Well, we just had a retreat. You mentioned Wim Hof. You know, it's one of the modalities that we practice, and I really credit Wim for bringing cold plunges into pop culture. It's over the past decade or so. So we do some Wim Hof method retreats where we'll go into nature around here in the Berkshires. We went to North Adams and hopped in the Cascades and the waterfall down there. And
that's got to be cold.
There are a couple things that happen. One, you know, it's in the high 40s anyway, just because of the location and you know, there's no real sun that gets in there and just the water anyway. And then the other thing that happens is it's rushing. You know, the water is moving. So
yeah.
That little bit of thermal heat that you build up around your body when you're sitting in cold water, that's just washed away, you know. So you really have to focus on your breath and, you know, really get your mind and your body connected to hit that next level, to experience that peace within that. We call it the calm within the chaos, but within the cold.
Wow. So, okay. It's a rock and roll show for water.
Talk to me. Let's go.
So you're saying the source of inner peace is going into cold water.
It's a modality to
a path.
Yeah, it's a path to it. I think any kind of, they call it hormesis, but it's a purposeful stress, right? You can get that from a runner's high. You can get that from working out, from yoga. You know, the cold water is a very big stressor when you go in there.
Yeah,
you
totally.
It's a shock, right? You have senses on your skin that read the cold as pain. And, you know, we have adverse reactions to it. And you get in and you're like, you freak out, you know? This is also part of the power of the breath is, once you're able to calm your breath in the stress, you're telling your nervous system that that environment isn't as stressful as we originally thought. So you don't have to release as many hormones, as much adrenaline. You can calm yourself in that more. And what you're doing is literally raising the base level of your stress response, which means it takes more stress now to stress you out.
So you're saying, okay, so it's kind of getting more of a, like a, you get immune to stress because you've beat it in a way.
To a degree, yes. You don't have to react as violently to it. You can go to 3 as opposed to a 10. But the other thing that happens with it is you find the ability to come back to yourself much quicker in stress. And that's what we teach when we get into the cold bath. Like, the length of time, you know, that matters to a degree. But after, I've had people email me a lot across the world, like, I stayed in X amount of minutes or this and that. And it's like, okay, that's good to a degree. But what I am really working on and focusing on in the workshops and the training is, how quickly can you come back to yourself once you enter that stress?
Because
I think that's much more applicable in real life. Because you're constantly met with external stress you don't count on.
Yeah, you're not expecting things to happen. Like
right.
A place that I'm staying, a big spiritual retreat and sanctuary over in New Lebanon, literally just burnt yesterday.
Mm.
And it's been working with Kripalu in the early 90s and all the way, like, you know, all sorts of like regenerative agriculture and water environments and everything, and the building just like bummer. So things do happen.
And
who are you going to be when they happen? Sounds like some of the stuff that the water may help with.
For sure. I mean, even just turning your cold shower, you know, your shower cold for 15-20 seconds and catching your breath in that can do wonders.
It could be that simple.
I'm sorry to hear that about your spiritual center.
I'm sharing this a little bit for two things. Number one, truth be told, I have been doing cold plunges day in, day out for the last 3 years.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, what have you noticed with your health and
just
mind
everything?
State
it just, you know, it just it keeps going up the chain. You know, it's it's really powerful.
Yeah.
In the sense of, it's like, it's, you know, you get a little bit of a Benjamin Button going on.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, that's one of the things they're looking at is, you know, cellular regeneration.
I was in Hungary, okay? Let's talk about our relationship to water here in the United States. I was in Hungary on the Danube River, a river that's, you know, let's say the Hudson River, and also bigger than Housatonic River, nice river. You could literally drink from it still. However, there are Turkish baths. Baths are part of their culture there. You wouldn't call it a dime in a dozen, but you'd have many places. And some of them you could even dance afterwards. You know, like, and have parties.
Yeah.
You know, the Hungarians are serious about their bath
culture.
That's
a good
culture.
Way to end an ice bath, is a nice dance and party.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, the bottom line, what I'm speaking to is, how can we regain that relationship to water such that it's a source of health rather than a source, simply a source of pain and confusion?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, you know, what we try to do is exactly what you're talking about, is just build community around it, you know, because it's existed for so long. I mean, the Egyptians, the Romans, like, it's been...
Oh, the bath culture? Yeah,
Genghis
Khan?
You know,
or
so
some people call him Genghis.
Yeah. It's nothing new, you know. So it's like I was saying before, I credit Wim a lot, you know, to bringing it again to the forefront of pop culture or mainstream or, you know, this. Because it's been, you know, I grew up an athlete. I played.
Have you met the Iceman?
Yeah, I've been fortunate to meet him several times and spend ample amount of time with him and his family and climb some mountains and all that fun stuff.
That's really good. Is that like a requirement when you become a high level teacher with him, that you are supposed to spend time?
There are different stages. So the first, and this was, I think they've changed it during COVID, so I can't fully speak on what it is now because I haven't had to certify any of that stuff. So it was three levels, where the first was 10 weeks online. Then the next level we went out west to California and spent 3 to 4 days like in study. And although when I was there, Wim technically wasn't supposed to be there. He showed up. So that was the first time that I met him, and we got to spend, you know, the group was small back then too. There were only like 50 in the world certified. So it was, you know, it was an intimate setting enough where we got to hang out. And the last leg was, I want to say 10 days. It could be a little bit more than that, in Oregon, up at Mount Hood. And the culmination for our level three was to climb Mount Hood together and then do a dip in Lake Trillium, which, you know, was in the 40s, that kind of thing, for an extended period of time. But
wow.
Yeah, it was really special. It was really special.
So when people have hats that say Trillium on there, is that from there?
It could be, I guess. Perhaps. Morgan. Yeah.
I mean, I just thought it was something that we made here, but I had no idea. But in the meantime, it's really cool to know that there are people out there teaching, because Lebanon Springs, we had a spring over there. It was supposed to be a secondary level health and minerals spring. Mm. It was rivaling Saratoga Springs at one time. There was a hotel, you know.
What happened?
That shut down.
Yeah.
And that's a whole thing. Well, we'll be talking about that in some future episodes, but there's like, there is a movement to, you know, bring it back, because it was supposed to be it was deeded to a friend of the Mohican Nation here to be forever free for people.
Mm.
And it's closed. And General Lafayette was in there with his son in the early 1800s. So General Lafayette helped us win the Revolutionary War, and maybe he knew something about water, and they shut it down. So there'll be some attention paid to that in future episodes of And So It Flows. But if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Michael Cristofaro. We're having a H2O talk, a deep water talk on Wim Hof and jumping into ice cold water and what it does for you. And we're here, And So It Flows, the only show for H2O on Pittsfield Community Radio. So glad to bring in water consciousness from here in the Berkshires to all around the world. So make sure you share this podcast and join the water movement that's happening through your culture. So, Michael, a little bit back to what. Okay, so for you, okay, someone is thinking about, hey, I've heard about it, I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
How would you, not so much just ease someone, because after a while you just have to literally jump into water.
Mm-hmm.
How would you bring someone across the bridge?
Well, I don't like it either. I teach it, thousands of people, I've done it, you know, a decade plus. That's part of it, what you're talking about. Like, you know, there's a saying, we have one of our buddies out west in California came up with this, but I find it so true. And the quote or question, like, what's your ice bath? And it's one of those things that just looking at it, it can elicit fear. You know, you get cold just by looking at it. You have a nervous system reaction just by looking at it. But once you do it, and once you find your breath within it, and I'm talking a short amount of time, like 1 minute or so, what you feel when you get out of it is euphoric. You feel more whole. You feel more spiritual. You feel more connected. You just feel more open, right?
Yeah,
you feel
yeah.
more empowered, right? So the question is like, okay, well, that elicits some kind of nervousness by looking at it, but you know it's beneficial for you. Well, what else, what other life areas can you look at and be like, well, what's my ice bath in that area? You know, it does something to you psychologically. It's not just the physical reaction.
Yeah, I even break it up into like 3 20-second, you know, submersions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the 20 seconds are 1,000, so they're like probably 28 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like 21, 1,000, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. So the impact is like, you know, there's this all of a sudden this burst of it. You know, like who wouldn't do it if there was no side effect?
And yeah, that, right.
You know, that's the thing. And I get it is cold the first time. It's cold the second time and the 500th time.
It's supposed to be, though. It's like that's, you know, we had this, we had a workshop
water,
the other
cold
day.
Cold water is supposed to be cold.
It's like, it's not a denial of the reality that the water's cold, right? That's not what you're trying to do. You're not trying to get to a place where you avoid it. It's an embracing of it. And there's a vulnerability to it.
I know. I joke around, like, why do people have a hard time not facing up to global warming? Because kind of everybody likes the springtime.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like
heat is our friend.
And you know, it's true. You know, it's easier to get into warm water and hot water. But that's the message. It's not for everyone. It's a path. And what would you say to someone who wants to start it this week? What would you say are the first three things he should think about or she should think about?
Well, I would start with a cold shower. And you don't have to start the water cold. I mean, you can take your warm, hot shower, and then for the last 20 seconds or so, turn it cold as it can go. All I teach when we're in the ice bath, the only thing that I look at, the only thing I preach about, whatever, is your exhale. Your exhale is one of the biggest remote controls for your nervous system, right? When you get scared, it takes your exhale. When you get cold, it takes your exhale. When you connect to that exhale, you tell your nervous system that the environment that you are in, you can relax more in. So when you connect to that exhale and just let it flow when you're in there, your nervous system becomes calmer. And then what happens to your circulation is the capillaries and blood vessels that had closed up because you got into the cold and they want to send all the warm blood to your vital organs, they open back up. So you start to feel warmer in the cold when you get to a calm state.
Yeah, then it goes, you know, it helps cure issues regarding regenerative skin stuff, hair stuff, eye stuff, because that blood brings all the nutrients back to the areas that were shut down for a little while because you were cold.
Right,
and then you will get cold.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's like I sometimes get like an out. You know, it's like the brain freeze that you get from ice cream,
mm-hmm.
but it's exterior based. It's mm-hmm. not coming from your like tongue.
Yeah.
It's calm, but you know, like here's the thing, and it's not for everyone. And at the same time, what is it that we don't know about what water provides is a question I'd like to keep on asking, because water does provide so much. Like in an Ayurvedic practice, mm-hmm. it's water that's held in copper. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, what does hot water provide? Or what does sulfur water, that nasty, tasty water, what does that provide? Mm-hmm. And for how long? And it's really not complicated. They do it in Hungary. It's medically supervised, mm-hmm. and it's simple.
Yeah.
It's like hot, cold, hot. Try this. A little bit of back scrub.
Mm-hmm.
Then eat some food or dance. It depends which Turkish bath you go to there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, you know, there's so much that we don't know. So much. And for those of you who are just tuning in, we're having a tail end of an interview with Michael Cristofaro. Listen to the rest of the podcast to hear more. He's speaking today. We're together having a conversation for Wim Hof. How long has when did Wim Hof start?
Well, I mean, Wim's been doing his thing forever. I mean, you know, one of the kind of endearing stories his kids would tell me when they were younger and in school, they would ask to be dropped off a couple blocks away because they didn't want to be seen with the guy in the middle, you know, of Amsterdam dead of winter with short sandals and t-shirts on, you know? So he's been doing it for a long time, since he was a teenager. So uh-huh. Wim's what, like 60, mid 60s right now.
Uh-huh.
So many, many decades. He's been doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. So what about you? I mean, you do it locally and regionally. Yeah. So it's no secret. It's supposed to be cold and Mother Earth doing her thing. Come on, Mother. Bring us back to our cold. But it is getting colder. Water's getting colder. Are you doing more Wim Hof-y things this winter?
Yeah, we actually have a Wim Hof Method winter adventure retreat coming up February, I believe it's 7th. Yeah, February 7th to 9th. And we really take the Wim Hof Method and we go into nature. So, you know, we'll do hikes. If you've ever seen the crew do hikes, they're usually in, you know, shorts and just boots, that kind of thing. That's optional, but we do have people that do that. We go into nature. If there are frozen lakes, we'll saw them out and hop into the frozen water. And, you know, we have a sauna at our place. My wife and I, we've opened our home up somewhat to facilitate retreats and workshops and things like that. So we have sauna. We have, you know, of course, several cold plunges. And we live on acreage where there's, you know, trails in the back and get
That's
into the
great.
Water. And
what part of the world is that?
Grafton, New York.
Grafton, New York. Okay.
Yeah. It's like, it's
what
considered...
What county is that?
Rensselaer.
Rensselaer.
It's like right at the corner of Massachusetts, Vermont, and New York. It's where the Berkshires meet the Taconic, really.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Nice. That's really great. That's really great. So what does a person do if they want to learn more?
Yeah, contact me. My website's my name, michaelcristoforo.co. Just, you know, get in contact there.
You want to spell out Cristoforo for folks?
C-H-R-I-S T-O-F-O-R-O.
Okay, cool.
So we have all of our stuff there. We're actually, for your listeners, we created a code. So
No, I can't do that. Can't do a code thingy.
Oh, really?
No, Cody, no.
Bummer.
No. Well, you know, I can put it out on social media later.
Oh, that'd be great.
But in the meantime,
It's a Wim Hof Method workshop in Williamstown.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I get that. That's
all right, cool. So
just the nature of the station. It's like supposedly, I believe, a nonprofit, so you're not allowed to.
I see.
Kind of thing.
Cool.
So with that said, we are having, just so you know, all kinds of water things are being supported upcoming on the 21st. We're having our radiothon. So if you love water podcasts and water consciousness, you definitely want to support this station. And Michael, again, what do you want to leave people with about water, about cold, about just life?
Yeah, well, for me, it's changed a big part of my routine in morning and at night, you know, learning more about how it can affect your sleep, how it can affect the way you interact and just, you know.
Like actually sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
I sleep like a lot, like a cold log.
Yeah, totally. It absolutely helps. And sleep is the most important thing.
And, yeah, you definitely. And recover if you stayed up too late.
Yeah.
Multiple days in a row.
Yeah, big time.
Recover.
Yeah.
And that being said, thanks a lot, Michael.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, you may.
So my wife and I recently, our company is Terra Pneuma. We recently got into schools. To teach, you know, all this stuff in
Wim
schools.
Wim Hof in schools.
Yeah, one of the modalities, yeah.
Cool.
But we're, you know, we want to spread that across the country, and we really want to get this in the hands of kids, of teachers, and of admin, so we create this community and this culture of empowerment.
Wow, from Pittsfield, everyone's going to start doing cold plunges. That's great.
Yeah,
and going around the world, rippling
it
out. Yeah,
right?
Totally rippling
it
out.
So if anyone has any access to schools, please get in contact with us. We want to spread this.
Yes, thanks. Thanks for bringing healing, bringing healing to the world and having it be in schools. Again, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. We're here in Pittsfield having a great, great time. And again, Michael, thanks for being with us this show. What else we got coming up? We got some Coldplay because, you know, let's keep in a world of cold. Every teardrop a waterfall.
turn the music up. I got my records on. I shut the world outside until the lights come on. Maybe the streets are light, maybe the trees are gone. I feel my heart stop beating to my favorite song. And all the kids, they dance, all the kids are mad. Until morning, all it feels another life. I turn the music up, I'm on a world aside. The hammer is inside.
Don't go walking. to build yourself a living deep inside. Better build yourself a living deep inside. Build yourself a living, girl. When the waters run high, just a little girl, my mama said to me, "Where of the devil, my child, but if by chance you should meet, where of his cold, dark eyes, full of bold and unholy deceit, he'll tempt you with a yourself a levee deep inside. Better build yourself a levee deep inside. Build yourself a levee, girl. When the waters run high.
Abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.